This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Chris McDaniel. A recent report says the manner in which the Columbia Police Department is run is approaching toxicity. Today, City Manager Mike Mathis outlined plans to fix deficiencies reported in a third-party investigation of the Columbia Police Department, whose reputation has been steadily dropping in the community. In fact, the community has lowered the report card of the police department from a B to a D over the past 6 years. The review was conducted by an outside consultant and evaluated CPD policies through interviews and a citywide survey. The report outlined problems like extraordinarily low morale, poor supervisory culture, and inadequate communication. Police Chief Burton says he takes the blame for the outlined problems and pledged to recommit to his duties as chief.
So I'm looking internally, and I will make the changes necessary to make this a success.
Over the next month, City Manager Mathis says he plans on developing a more specific strategy for carrying out the report's 14 recommendations. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to legislation that could shorten the sentences of some criminals who are placed on probation or parole. Under the legislation, nonviolent parolees or probationers would receive 30 days of credit toward their sentence for every month they go without a violation. The bill would also allow for a 120-day shock jail sentence for some felons who violate their probation or parole for the first time, and shorter jail sentences for subsequent violations. Sponsors say the changes will help the state save money and will reduce the number of people who commit crimes after they're released. Last night, the Columbia City Council approved a zoning request for new student housing, which will be put in on Locust Street between Hitt and Waugh. But the decision has many parents and school board officials from Lee Elementary School upset about the future increase in traffic. Amy Sarver is the PTA president and mother of two Lee School students.
It's disappointing that the some of the parking concerns in that area it will still exist.
The new housing will not have parking close to the building, and Sarver is worried about residents parking in the school parking lot. She says she hopes the city will put in school zone signs to slow traffic by Lee Elementary School. While some of the discussions for drawing the districts for the state House and Senate have been behind closed doors, that could be a thing of the past. New redistricting efforts for the Missouri legislature would be conducted in public under a proposal endorsed by senators. Senators gave first-round approval today to a constitutional amendment that would make the redistricting commissions subject to Missouri's open meetings and records laws. The measure also expands restrictions for redistricting commissioners' eligibility to serve in the state legislature. Bipartisan commissions are responsible for state legislature redistricting. If the commissions can't reach an agreement, a panel of judges takes over. The judicial panel has said it doesn't believe it was required to follow open meetings laws. The measure would appear on the ballot later this year if it's approved by lawmakers. Around 300 people rallied at the Missouri Capitol today to protest two bills that backers say are designed to combat illegal immigration. Marshall Griffin reports from the rally.
Rally leaders were especially critical of a Senate bill that would require all law officers to check the immigration status of those they stop, detain, or arrest if they have a, quote, reasonable suspicion that they're in the country illegally. Vanessa Crawford heads the group Missouri Immigrant and Refugee Advocates.
If they were at a traffic stop, if they were at the scene of an accident, if they got called to a domestic violence claim or any other crime, instead of dealing with the situation at hand, they would have to ask people for their papers.
The bill would also require school districts to check the immigration status of new students. Rally leaders also spoke out against a measure passed by the House requiring driver's license exams be given in English only. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Chris McDaniel.